RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the Rivers Island guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. We have no guests. Usually I listen to these guys in every 30 seconds. Let's go out and talk to whomever.
Oh, not us. Not us, usually. Like, no? We'll get Cosell, usually on Tuesdays. We've got Mongo, John Feliciano. I don't know if you've heard much of the Mongo, former Niner offensive lineman. You talk about a guy who likes to swear. He'll like cuss that. It up.
I tried to bring him on when I did the solo. I asked Lucas. I'm like, he tried to give me Greg Cosell. Cosell's not on any longer, right? And I was that's not really my style, man. I don't need Cosell.
Yeah.
That's a Dibs thing. They can break things down technically.
We do Mark Schlereth stink every couple of weeks. And we do Steve Kerr on the weekly, although not this week because of the holidays. And we were hoping to get him on Tuesday, which was the day after the what I like to call Shoutgate, when he was apparently shouting and he and Draymond going back and forth. But Steve Kerr decided to take an early holiday, which is great. So,
yeah, I wanted Joe Feliciano. Not to be confused with Jose, which, by the way, is during this Christmas season, the best sort of Christmas song, jingle.
Jose Feliciano. Yeah. Feliz Navidad.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, can we get an opportunity, Pasta? Any excuse to play Feliz Navidad? Thank you very much.
I might actually have that. Stand by.
All right.
All right.
So, a couple of things before we move off of the Golden State Warriors. Do you want to talk Jonathan Kuminga? Where are we at with that? Is it even a story any longer?
It's not. I mean, I was channeling my inner Dave Fleming. Go on! Because he's either gone off the team or gone out of the rotation. And we could talk about whether or not it's a shame or they did him wrong or he overplayed his hand or whatever we want to go through with all of the Kuminga. And our joke on this show, Dan, is that all roads lead to Kuminga. So here we are, and we're following the road, and it leads to Kuminga. And, you know, they're winning right now, so nobody really is that worried about him not getting minutes.
Well, let me ask you this. How's it going to end? He's traded, right?
He has to be.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen, I think, is that he's going to get traded, and they're going to get maybe not pennies on the dollar, but nickels on the dollar.
But isn't that their undoing? Because they could control that narrative.
They could, and you could argue that they should, but there's a couple different things at play here. One, I think that the front office wants to, quote, get something for the asset, which is why they signed him to that deal. That way they can trade the contract, much like they did Jordan Poole, where they signed him, and then a year later the contract was about to kick in, and they traded him after the league year. That way they could recoup that salary spot. This is what is going to happen here. So are you going to get like a $24 million player who's really good and ready to help you? Probably not. You're going to get somebody else's detritus.
Detritus. Hello.
Detritus.
Okay, Pasta, you want to look that one up?
That's like leftovers.
That's Yiddish is what it is.
Okay.
It's sorry, your wife is...
Yes, and I'm now Jewish, as I like to say.
So do you...
She's a Jew, and I'm Jewish.
Are you? Do you? Is there Shabbat on Friday nights?
No, but we definitely rocked the menorah. We were 8 for 8 on lighting them candles.
Let me
and
just tell you,
there were some dreidels that took place.
For your wife, if
there
she
were might, latkes.
If she, if, latkes, good stuff. Kugel, have you had kugel?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You got to kugel it.
You're not really Jewish, but if you don't know what kugel is, but that's okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. OG. I'm, you live in New York, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You got the inside track.
So thank you very much. And I have been to Shabbat. Let me just tell you to my friends out in New York and to your wife as well, because I'm assuming she's been to her share of Shabbats.
Oh, yeah.
Manischewitz is the worst thing I've ever put down my throat.
I've never even thought about eating gefilte fish. I look at it in the grocery store in the, well, it's Safeway. It's in the ethnic foods aisle, which I always thought to be a little curious. Like, we're just going to lump everyone into one aisle, but it's neither here nor there. I love Safeway, but I look at the gefilte in a jar and I think that's going to be a no for me, Rabbi.
Well, Manischewitz is the wine.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Do you drink, by the way, or do you?
You
strike me
as
a guy that doesn't.
Right, yeah, never have.
Really?
I'm drunk right now, Devone.
God, I was scared. I don't trust people that don't drink. Unless, of course, you
like,
have.
You're probably at like a glass of wine 3 days a week.
No, I
Your body is a freaking temple.
I'm sort of feast or famine. But when I go hard, I'll go hard.
Okay.
I'll throw them down with you.
I mean, because a guy your age, you're in phenomenal shape.
Evan Giddings? How long, Posse, has he been trying to get me out? He's like, Devone, come on, we got to go do something. And I took him out, and I just crushed him.
Oh.
He petered out at midnight.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much every day that Evan's with Dan, that's kind of an ask of Evan to go out with Dan. It's on his bucket list for sure.
And so I took him up on it, and he couldn't roll to the Balboa Cafe at 1 a.m.
Balboa Cafe,
Thank you very much.
Shout out the bus stop, too. And the Triangle, I don't even know when you came out here to the city, Like I'm,
you really want to go Triangle with me?
I'm going to throw the Triangle and just based on like 1991, 90, when I was still living over across the Golden Gate and we'd make a run to the Triangle.
Right.
And there was action, brother.
Well, the Triangle, I don't think is the Triangle any longer.
I don't think so.
Because there's just the Balboa Cafe and I don't know what were the three? Was it the Golden Gate Grill?
I think so.
What was the other one? Pier Street Annex? Or?
That sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah, these are not places that I knew as much by name as I did by, like, we're going to the Triangle, and there was action.
Yeah. Just to date myself, so I was out with Ev the other night, and I said, well, let's go over to the Chestnut Street Bar and Grill and get one. Apparently, that hasn't been around in the last decade plus.
Boy.
So, anyways.
Anyhow.
All right, so the Golden State, well, before we move off on the Golden State Warriors, another guy that I just wanted to sort of highlight. So we're done with Jonathan Kuminga. I just think it's weird. It's just gotten to a place now where we went from the contract, that's all everybody talked about, and then he started well, and we're like, oh, God, this is working. And now we're here. Like, I just think this has just been very bizarre.
Yeah.
The entire episode to where he's now, he's healthy DMP'd. I mean, is he really that bad? Or is there something that we're just not privy to?
Both. I don't think that he's really that bad. But the thing that struck me, and Willard and I talked about it, where Steve Kerr came out after a couple DNPs and said, yeah, Jonathan's been doing great. He's been doing all the right things. He's been working hard. And he's back in the rotation. He played 9 minutes. 9 minutes and 23 seconds. And then he hasn't played since. So he came back, and he kind of got like a little baby cup of coffee, like one of those mini espressos cup of coffee. And he wasn't great. I don't think that he was terrible, but that was it. No more Kuminga minutes. So that to me is the curious part of it where, you know, he's healthy and he's not playing. And now it's fine because you're winning, but are you going to get...
Yeah, I think a lot of this is obviously on Jonathan Kuminga, but Steve Kerr, I think, and he's admitted as much, that it's been sort of a little curious as to the yo-yoing back and forth, in and out of the doghouse, play well, but then all of a sudden we don't see you. And the one thing that, and you can even see it with TJD, and I heard this, and this, I hate that he qualified this last night. And he said, TJD's playing well, so we got to get him minutes. Like, TJD to me has always played well. Every time he gets run, he is something that the Warriors don't have. And that is energy, a young big, and a big that can run the floor, somebody you can go pick and roll with, somebody that you can alley-oop off the break, which you never see. But Podziemski fed him perfectly, and he loved... See, the one thing about an older team is that they don't like to run. Like, they conserve energy. And it's not necessarily load management and they're not playing, but they pick and choose. Older players, and LeBron is the best at this, they pick and choose their spots throughout the course of a game, right? So that they have their legs in the fourth quarter. And as a result, you know, you miss out on opportunities. Whereas young guys, the minute they get on the floor, Podziemski's hair is on fire. He'll go the full 48 minutes if you let him, right? He'll go end line to end line. But the one thing about TJD is that he's energy, he's springy, he's always active around the boards, he rim protects, he's something that you just simply don't have. But again, Steve Kerr qualifies it that he has to play well, whatever well is deemed in the eyes of Steve Kerr to get run. And I'm just like, nah, just lean on the guy. Put him in the rotation, and that's it.
Just depends on who you have him out there with, because the problem with the Warriors is you're going to be a very three-point heavy team. We know that. And whether you agree with the approach or not, that's the approach that they're going to take. So when you have Jimmy, who doesn't shoot a lot of threes, and Draymond, please stop shooting threes, and then you get to TJD, he doesn't really shoot the three. You start to get a lot of guys in your rotation who don't shoot threes or you don't want to shoot the three. So then you kind of have to balance out their minutes. And so I think TJD yesterday, that's a great spot where that's exactly where you want him. You know, 10 to 15 minutes, like you're saying, run the floor, rim run, alley-oop, defend a little bit, go ahead and grab rebounds, mess things up defensively. That's the role that he needs to play.
And then all of a sudden, the center position, as I said at the top of the show, makes sense. Because now you have what it is that you just described to TJD, which is something that you don't have with the other two bigs. And now you stretch it with Al Horford and Quinton Post. I know you're big on Quinton Post, but when's the last time that guy made a three? Like, last year?
Oh, it hasn't been that long. That's mean-spirited, but I get what you're saying. He was on fire early. But to your point about the center position, last night you had Quinton for 13.5. You had TJD for 12.5, that's 26. You had Al for 11, that's 37.5. So Draymond only played about 10 minutes at the five. And if this team's going to do anything, you need to limit Draymond's minutes at the five.
We have a friend of yours on the line, apparently.
Oh.
Is this your sister?
We're going to find out. I can't see the board.
All right.
Why don't you do the legal before we...
Am
I getting double pay today?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KG, I told you, man, to come sit over here at the beginning of the show. Literally.
Dude.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
No. We're fighting over this. Like, let me sit there. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, in Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I think I know who this guy is. First name, Mark.
Oh.
Legend.
Oh, I can't Legend. Wait. I can't wait.
Legend.
I'm just stoked that you got a read right.
Are you serious? I mean, that kind of hurts, bro.
There it is.
Let's get out to my man.
Let's do it.
Mark, who's standing by, he's friends with Dibs. Mark, who are you, my man?
I'm a friend of both of you. I hope, you know.
What?
Both of you. How's it going, guys?
So this is the one and only Mark Abanez?
Yes. I am. I'm gonna take the blame for that right off the bat.
The pride of Santa Fe High School.
Going,
I love it. We're doing great, Mark. Thank you for calling in. Man, it's an honor.
The last real sportscaster this market has ever seen.
That hurts.
Now it's just these homogenous. Is Beal still doing sports?
I think so.
Okay. Other than that, it's just a bunch of coconuts that you can't distinguish one from the next. Like back when I was growing up, it's like, do I watch Ibanez? Do I go to Radish? But you knew who they were, right?
Right.
Like they
right.
were. Like he has a style. And
Joe Fonzie, Fred Inglis, sure,
yeah, right? And now it's just like, I don't know what the hell this is.
Well, let's just say it's a changing landscape from when we were doing it. But, you know, the thing that got me to call in is I loved hearing the talk about Gary Radnich, who another friend and, you know, obviously legendary. And the thing that stoked me up is to hear him being given credit for kind of getting away from the nuts and bolts of sports and putting the, you know, humorous, lighthearted, you know, it's not life or death aspect into it on a nightly basis. So I think he deserves a major tip of the cap for that. And he needs to know he's not forgotten out there. So love Gary. And you worked with him pretty closely, right, Dan Dibley?
Yeah, without a doubt, for about 5.5 years. And I actually was able to talk to him about 5 months ago, and he's doing great. And he's living his best life, where I think that his youngest son is a senior, so they've got time in the South Bay, and he also, of course, is bebopping to other properties that he may or may not have. So Gary's doing awesome, as you are, Mark, in retirement.
I miss the people. And as a retired guy, just heard, I'm stealing this line, he said, you know, I don't miss the circus, but I do miss a few of the clowns. So, you know, that pretty much describes it. I do miss hanging out in the sports department and going to the games from time to time. But, you know, it's kind of nice not wearing a watch and not getting that little butterfly in the stomach at 10:52 every night. Nice. I like it. Up in Napa these days, guys.
Oh, it's so good.
Hey, Mark, were you in the market before Radnich, or did you precede Radnich, or how did that work out?
If memory serves, I started in 1979, and I was the weekend guy behind Gary Park, and I don't believe Gary was in the market quite yet. I think early 80s for Gary. And Joe Fonzie was down in Salinas, and then he came up to Channel 5 in the early 80s, too. So 43 years total for me at Channel 2.
So, Mark, when he came on board, and I'm talking about Radnich, and he had this unique style, were you at the time and the rest of the sportscasters, were you like, whoa, who is this guy? Like, what's going on here? Did it really sort of stand out? Because it was sort of a little bit unconventional, to say the least.
Yeah, I thought so. And you know, truth be told, it probably took me a little while to warm up to it, because at Channel 2, and so both of you guys, I take it, grew up here from way back when, and you know enough to know that Channel 2 was very much nuts and bolts, no nonsense with the news. And if you did, in those early days, try and throw in a little bit of humor, I'll never forget this. I thought I said a couple of funny things during the sports cast, and at least the cameramen and the producers were laughing. And we go off the air, and Dennis Richmond, you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He looks at me, and he goes, and Dennis gives me that hardcore stare, and he goes, "So we're doing funny sports now, huh?" And, so let's just say that threw me back a few months and inhibited me a little bit. But I learned so much from Dennis that he was definitely a mentor to me and the big brother I never had. But I wish you guys could see Dennis's face the first time I ever showed up on the set just wearing shorts, you know, because you couldn't see under the desk. So I had a habit, as people who worked with me know, of not really being a fan of wearing a suit. And so Dennis just gave me that stare, you know, and he was a military guy, man. And he gave me a look that just basically says, "Oh, no, hell no, you're not wearing shorts on my set." You know, so... So he taught me a lot about being a professional, but at the same time, you have to grow into, you know, you guys know this from having been in the business a long time. You can't fake it. You can't have a shtick for too long. Eventually, you have to be yourself, and people are going to like it or not. And I, you know, garnered enough respect from Dennis over the years where he let me kind of like express myself and be a little more opinionated and funny from time to time, or try to be, I should say, you know. So, but definitely so happy to have been able to be a sportscaster during that era. If you think about it, man, I came in right before the Niners got really good, got to go to all their Super Bowls and, you know, obviously the Giants and the Warriors. Got in at the, you know, retired at the tail end in 22 of the Warriors' last championship. So it's been a pretty perfect time to have worked in the Bay Area sports-wise, you know.
Yeah, it's Mark Abanez here on 95.7 The Game with Double Dan. So I guess we can kind of blame you for the demise of the local teams. You retire, now we don't win championships, huh, Mark? Thanks.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know what I wish I could lose? And I honestly think this is one of the secrets to lasting over the years is I grew up here, as you know, Dan, in San Rafael. And I loved the local teams, like since I was a little kid. And I wish in retirement I could lose my ability, if you want to call it that. I wish I wouldn't get nervous watching these games. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm like, I'm a grown man. Why am I getting nervous down the stretch of these games? But I think listeners and viewers, they kind of realize that this guy really cares about these teams. And I think they could tell, I'd get people who'd go, "Man, I could tell you were really ticked off at the Giants last night." I'm like, "Yeah, you're right. Kick me off in a big way, you know," and in a way, I think viewers and listeners always can kind of tell if you have a little skin in the game emotionally, and I think that was always a difference for me, and I strayed, walked that fine line between I didn't want to be a homer, but I kind of, you know, was being sincere about it. It wasn't like I got a job in LA and pretended to like the Dodgers. You know what I mean? It was real and I veered off, but hopefully I didn't go total homer on people either too.
Was it KTVU? I'm almost certain it was when Will Clark in his rookie year after they won, where they clinched. And was that you? Or was that Gary Park where he just started dropping F-bombs and expletives?
Yeah, no, that was definitely Gary Park. He was in the clubhouse after they won that. Will, I think he was a rookie, right? I think that was his second year.
No.
He came up in 86.
Mark, you know why it was his rookie? You know why I remember this? Because I've seen this on YouTube. It's because he said, "I've waited my whole damn career for this," and he was a rookie.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. He's waited, you know, not very long. But anyway, he's dropping F-bombs on live television, And Gary Park just looks at him very calmly, professional that he was, and he goes, "You're overmodulating, Will." You know, take a hint, pal. You know, you're going overboard, and that was a classic moment in Bay Area television.
Just one more, Mark, before we let you go, just an actual sports take, because you mentioned how you watch all this and you're so locked in. The Warriors, they're up and down. They're coming off of 3 straight wins. Are you seeing them as a team that turned the corner, or are they really just a 500 club no matter what?
I think you're seeing what you're seeing, and it's real. You know, I think they've obviously had a fantastic run, and I heard this line. It wasn't meant to be, directed at the Warriors, but when you have success over a long period of time, doesn't matter what the subject is or what the team, it tends to bring on amnesia. In other words, I think a lot of fans, you know, because of the success, they have amnesia with regard to how this team was, and you guys lived through it, the down years, to say the least, and people are getting so uptight and upset about what's going on, and I just kind of remind myself, this has been such a great decade of Warrior basketball, but I lived through the Joe Barely Care years and all of that stuff. And I think that you just have to keep that in mind. In other words, what I'm trying to say nicely is the dominant era is over. They're back to normal in that they're going to have to scrap to make a playoff slot. They're going to have to set their sights a little bit lower, and the fans are going to need to adjust to that. This is no longer a dominant team, and they're not going to be dominating, but they have a chance to be really entertaining and kind of like last year, you know, make it into the playoffs, do some damage, and you never know, and then you roll the dice and good stuff can happen. But let's not forget how bad things were, where the playoffs weren't even a question, you know, before the whole Steph era began.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us, man. It was a surprise, but you just made our day.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you guys. I really, you know, I'm running errands today. I actually went into a parking lot of a well-known department store, and I said, "Oh no, I'm not taking these back today." It was mayhem in the parking lot. Everybody returning stuff. So I was listening to you on the way over to Corte Madera, and thought I'd wish you guys a belated Merry Christmas, and hope you guys have a great year. And I like listening to your show, Dan DeBone, on weekends too.
Is it?
It's on 1 to 4, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Seriously? It's my guy, Ivan.
Seriously, Mark?
Get really?
Wow. That hurts, man. That hurts.
That was great.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us, man. Good stuff. You know, there was a guy, by the way, I have friends too on my phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so a guy by the name, we all know Dave Gingona.
I love Dave Gingona.
He just hit me up and asked if we were there at the same time. We were not. Because Gingona, I interned over there.
At Kron?
Yeah, way back, mid-90s.
Really?
Yeah.
In other words, were you and I there at the same time, or you and he? Because
I know him, so he was asking if I knew you from KRON.
That's crazy, because I was there in the same time.
Were you doing an internship?
I'll tell you all about it on the other side.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Why'd I open up that can of worms? We are sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything. Back with Dan Abone and Dan Dibley after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.